7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Amazing. I have to admit, the last couple of days, there's been so many almost possibly correct times for some time zones. But we don't care about time zones around here, do we? No, we don't, because we love UTC. And what time is it? Oh, it's 19:30 UTC. I guess it means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Tobe, and it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm the guy who starts it because I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I always start it by pouring the tea. Yeah! What are we drinking? I think I know what we're drinking. Do I remember what I made 20 minutes ago? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Ginger May. I love drinking Ginger May. This is still the same leaf left over from yesterday. I might be able to hit it one more time after this. I don't know. Then maybe I think I'll switch to Longjing later today, because that just sounds like a good idea. One thing that does not sound like a good idea, however, is going outdoors. It is very hot today. Jeez, it's 94 degrees. What is that? Like 4 degrees. I'm not going out there. It's not even noon. We haven't even hit peak heat yet. I don't know what it's going to be like in 3 hours, but I'm sure it's going to be instant death for our little chairman. So, yeah, there's no going outside today. One thing I do want to do, however, is leave this room. We need to see what's happening in the other room of my house. So let's open the door and see what's going on, if anything, out here. No sign of the CAT. Somebody's sleeping. And yes, okay, my football game is on. That is okay. The Canaries are not doing very good. This is a bird derby. It's one bird team versus another bird team, although the other bird team doesn't have a bird team name, they just have a bird in their logo. So it's a bird badge derby. If you take a look at the badges, it's bird versus bird. Who do you think's gonna win? Let's bring up the bird derby. It's almost going to be halftime.
Not to concede the corner. Well, likewise, but a quick throw here could cause some problems for Norwich, but there'll be no time. Andre Mariner blows his whistle. Well, they may be losing, but the home fans hugely appreciate.
Yep, it's halftime. All right, well, if it's halftime, I guess that means we don't have any choice but to go to some music. But what music should we listen to today? Oh, I don't know. That's not anything. Why do we still have those weird artifacts? I don't understand. Oh, digital media, why do you suck so much? Okay, you know you are in for a bad show. You know you are in for a terrible episode of the Dubious Goals Committee when we have to play Banana Cha-Cha and we're not even 5 minutes into the whole thing. Oh, but I just remembered something that is not relevant to anything that we're talking about, but something that we did do discuss every year at this time, and that is Play Music on Your Porch Day is coming up. It is August 28th this year, so be sure to go out on your porch, or if you don't have a porch, go out on your driveway or your stoop or go into your back alley and play some music. Get some musical instruments. If you don't have any musical instruments, make some musical instruments. If you don't know how to make musical instruments, just grab anything, because anything is a musical instrument. If you hit it, or you drop it, or you can get sound out of anything. So, geez, just go make some music. And quit being a clown. You got to play some music. All right, so now that I've gotten that out of the way, I think it's probably safe for me to be able to say plate or shrimp or plate of shrimp at this point. So there you have it. All right, so what's next on the agenda today for the Dubious Goals Committee? Well, let's check the papers here. Oh, it's time for some music.
When the kettle's boiling in Britain, everything stops for tea.
Yeah.
That's not really surprising, since we in the United Kingdom are the world's champion tea drinkers.
Well, that's a bold claim.
Our lives are organized around tea breaks.
Tea breaks?
And sometimes, a threat to stop tea breaks can bring factories to a standstill.
Yeah, no, you drink tea constantly. You take a break to do work. I don't think you're the champion you think you are, cowboy. Let me show you some real tea drinking.
Tea runs through our lives like a great river. For generations, it has been Britain's most popular drink. And 100 years ago, fast ships were built to race the tea to England from India, Ceylon, and China. The Cutty Sark was one of the last of the tea clippers and a record breaker on the China run.
I'm pretty sure that's a Scotch
Today,
clipper.
Today, she's just a museum piece of Greenwich, but there's still tea aboard her at the right times.
It should be all the time. See, this is what's wrong with Britain today. Thatcher and drinking tea only during certain times of the day instead of constantly.
Through the early morning river mists, lighters are towed up the Thames from the lower docks with the tea which has been unloaded from the ocean-going freighters. Here at the biggest of London's tea wharves, an endless belt hoists the tea chest into the warehouse where they may be stored or delivered to the buyers.
I don't know. That's not that impressive. Those are only 100 jing boxes. And we know that's the cheap crap. That's not the Da Hong Pao. That's not the Jin Jin Mei.
Wharfingers like these are paid according to the weight of the tea they deliver.
Oh, that's rude. Give them crappy tea so you don't have to pay them very much. Jeez. Look at these barbarians. That's what you get for packing
in
tea
the
in wood.
A hole is made in each chest, and a sample is taken from it. This is later examined to make sure the tea is not damaged in any way.
That's garbage. Look
the
at that.
The average
it's
chest
all
of
broken.
Tea weighs over 100 weight and fetches between 30 and 40 pounds. The price is fixed by the merchants and buyers. It's based on samples sent to them from the wharf
about a week before
the tea is sold.
Oh, why don't you just admit that you're not the tea drinking champions that you think you are? If you're only paying 40 pounds per 100 weight of tea, you're getting the cheapest junk that there possibly is. Literally floor sweepings. Oh my god, do you have any idea what I paid for this? What am I drinking? Oh yeah, Jinjin Mei. You know what I paid for this Jinjin Mei? God, it's good. This stuff is $60 per gene. Let's see, what would that be per hundredweight? Well, a gene is just about 10% more than 1 pound, so 60 times 100 is what, 6,000? Yeah, $6,000 a hundredweight, and that's not even the best stuff. This isn't even middle of the road stuff. So here's a pro tip from Tobe, your proselytizer of tea and your favorite little chairman. You need to be spending, you know, about $100 a gene if you want quality tea. The whole, 18 tea bags for $2.49. That seems a little expensive. Well, it's quality tea. No, it's not. And I find it just absolutely hilarious that the British think that they're the champion tea drinkers. One, you're drinking... you're not drinking very good tea. The champion tea drinkers? Wow, wow. You take a break 2 times a day to drink some tea? Wow. I drink tea 24 hours a day. I only take breaks to sleep for 3 hours or eat for 30 minutes. And then we're back to drinking the tea, the real stuff. You know... And I'd have to say that, you know, I think China probably ranks a little bit higher on the tea drinking championship table than even England. Yeah. Now they're just pissing me off. And now that they're pissing me off, I'm going to have to listen to some war music. I'm getting angry. I really feel like I need to fight the power while drinking some tea. Shashatan by Fundamental. Transglobal Underground Karachi Death Mix. Yeah, it gets cut off at the end there. That's the way it was remixed. That's not my mistake. That's not a mistake of the digital media, which is always a mistake. But no, the actual recording ends that way. And I think it's weird. That is a weird way to end a song, but I have a couple of theories about why that particular remix of that song ends like that. And mostly, they revolve around the tape transport. You know what a tape transport is? It's the thing that, you know, starts and stops the tape machine. Well, you know, if you think about it, if those buttons were to be corrupted somehow, like maybe they got greasy.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
Oh, God damn it. It's Kirk Cameron in digital media got his greasy little fingers all over the tape transport.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Unfortunately, 1981 mom wasn't in the studio, so she couldn't come in at the end and say...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to remix our fundamental song, Jashatan, and make the trans-global underground Karachi death mix, but Kirk got his greasy fingers all over the tape transport and it ended poorly. Just like everything Kirk Cameron is involved in, it ends poorly. Yeah, and let me tell you something else. It should be pretty obvious to you that Kirk Cameron can't golf. Why? Because the golf balls would be greasy. And how do you clean a golf ball? Is it important to keep a golf ball clean? Is it essential in enjoying
Keeping
a great
a ball
round of
clean
golf?
Is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
Sure it is.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Show the features.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Any course?
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Prevent corrosion.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Spiral brush.
The carabiner hooks.
That's not a carabiner. God, it's so obvious.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Residue stains.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
I think I will, your because if Kirk Cameron ever shows up to my golf course, jeez, we're probably going to have to put 409 in the golf ball washers. Jeez, now I got to find industrial quantities of 409. Does it come in 55-gallon drums? Does it come in 40-liter carboys? Tobe puts in his order for a truck full. No, I want a train tanker. I want a train tank car full of 409 so we can rid the world of Kirk Cameron's greasiness. You may think that this is a ridiculous goal, but you gotta understand the connectedness, the interconnectedness of all things. These are critical times, and we need to think about this stuff. This is critical. We need to be reading books.
A lot of people don't realize what's really going on. They view life as a bunch of unconnected incidents and things. They don't realize that there's this, like, lattice of coincidence that lays on top of everything. I'll give you an example, show you what I mean. Suppose you're thinking about a plate of shrimp. Suddenly somebody will say, like, plate or shrimp or plate of shrimp, out of the blue, no explanation. No point in looking for one either. It's all part of a cosmic unconsciousness.
You eat a lot of acid, Miller, back in the hippie days?
I'll give you another instance. You know the way everybody's into weirdness right now?
Yeah, weirdness.
Books in all the supermarkets about Bermuda triangles, UFOs, how the Mayans invented television, that kind of thing.
I don't read them books.
Well, the way I see it, it's exactly the same. There ain't no difference between a flying saucer and a time machine. People get so hung up on specifics, they miss out on seeing the whole thing.
And that's really important to know. You gotta see the larger picture. You gotta realize how greasy everything is. You're gonna realize how much 409 you're gonna need. This is why you need to pay attention to bird derbies. When you've got one bird team playing another bird team, it's bird on bird violence. Oh no, it's 2-0. The Canaries are down. It's not looking good for the Canaries. Not at all.
For a special atmosphere today at Carrow Road. It was pretty electric at kickoff. Nice control there by Allison, and Dookie sliding in. Salah found beautifully by Alexander Arnold.
Mohamed Salah on the break.
This is the defender, and he does excellently.
That was interesting. Our buddy Mohamed Salah, everybody's favorite Egyptian footballer. Ooh, he was on the breakaway there. It was looking promising. And then, no, Canaries defense. Good job. Good job, Canaries. But enough about bird wars. Maybe we need to get into some synthesizer business. I was doing some goofy stuff last night. Just messing around with some of the dorky stuff. Meaning, not the high-powered... Oh, great. We got a big old rat's nest of cables here. I wasn't messing around with the big dogs. It's baby synth time. Let's get out Baby 6. The little baby synthesizer. He's so small, he's just barely bigger than a business card. Let's plug him in here. And let's see. Oh, plug in a battery tub. These things need electricity. Yeah, electricity's good. Give me some bass. Oh, that is some low bass. If you're listening to this on computer speakers or on a phone, you probably can't hear that. That is some low, low bass. It's very rumbly. Rumbly, rumbly. But that's not the cool thing. What cool thing did I do? Well, if you... Let's hold the gate down, hit the sample and hold. I said hit the sample and hold. There we go. Now, isn't this fun? Yes, it is. I've got LFOs clashing with each other. And so we get this rising tone step, but it's not consistent. It changes. It seems like it switches scales and then it pauses. It's drifty. It's analog. It's weird. Let's listen. Wacky. Let's mess with it. Let's change the waveform. Let's add some glissando. That's weird. So that's about all I got. And what are you going to do with that? I mean, there's not much to it, is there? Yeah, no. How do you sync it up with anything? How do you do anything with it? I don't know. I have no idea. Let's plug another LFO into the gate in and see what happens and turn it on. Blorp. Blorp, blorp. Well, we're getting some fun bass, and that's about it. Ah, there we go. What is that all about? Pretty weird. Let's adjust the other LFO. Speed it up. Now we're just getting weirdness. And that's fine, because we do like weirdness here. You've been listening to A Plate or Shrimp or A Plate of Shrimp, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta eat some lunch and play with my synth, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.